Track 2, Entrance to the House.
Here we are at the main entrance to the country house.
Above the door, you will see carved in stone the Lumley Savile coat of arms. The window to the right of this door is where the butler would have had his rooms. The butler, as the most important servant in the house, was always to be found closest to the family. Servants would gather on these steps for official photographs. It was an honour to have your photograph taken. The life of a servant involved much hard work, as the parlourmaid now recalls.
My day started at 6 a.m. I would get up, wash, dress and brush my hair into a bun, which unfortunately meant no time for breakfast. At 6:30 a.m. I'd go downstairs and begin to open the blinds and clean the fireplaces. Then at 7:30 a.m. I'd sweep and dust the dining room and lay the table for breakfast. At 8 a.m. I'd assist in serving breakfast. Then at 8:30 a.m. finally I would be allowed to have my own breakfast. Other chores would follow and my day would finish around 10:30 p.m. I was paid £6 a year.
One story that the servants often told is about the hunting dogs and the sausages. It was a tradition to start each hunt with a hearty breakfast. One servant would carry a tray of each item of food. One particular morning, the servant carrying the large tray of sausages tripped and fell. The sausages flew through the air and landed on the ground in the vicinity of the hunting hounds, who quickly gobbled them up. Due to this, the hounds were not hungry and so were less effective on a hunt, and so the hunt was cancelled to the annoyance of the hunting party.
From here, make your way into what was once the abbey. This part of the house now has no roof. Be aware that the floor may be slippery in wet conditions. Go over to the notice board on the blocked-up fireplace on the opposite wall.